Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Alara Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here today. And I'm so excited that my good friend Raven Many Voices is here with us. And we are going to be talking about meeting your future self, healing your past, present, and future. And so this is going to be so much fun. We're going to do a meditation and guided process sometime during the call where we're going to actually do that, you know, meet our future self. And Raven's going to be talking to us about how to create easy steps, or how to receive even easy steps from your future self to manifest the changes you desire in life now. You can understand where you fit in to your past and the future, heal the blocks that were created in the past to make life easier in the future. And because, you know, there is no time, so it's all now, right? But if we heal that, it does help with the future, right? And remember how to live in the moment and celebrate the now as a present, right? And so we're going to talk about that and so much more. We're going to take your questions. Raven does mini readings. As always, she's so intuitive. She's one of my favorite intuitive guides that I have for my own personal self that I check in with from time to time when I need some clarity, or just, you know, if I have a question, I will just ring up Raven and say, Raven, can you please help me out, you know, and tell me what's going on? What are my guides saying? Because sometimes we can't always hear our own as well as we would like, for whatever reason, which is not really true. But I just like talking to Raven and getting new information and new input. So Raven, like I said, has been, you know, on our show many, many times. One of our favorite speakers, one of our favorite guests, my own personal friend. She's a well-known and gifted spiritual counselor, intuitive medium, and teacher. She's been providing spiritual guidance to people seeking wisdom for over 20 years. And her ability to access the many traditions and spiritual realms led her to become a voice for spirit, incorporating healing modalities from around the world into an easy and accessible format for those exploring spiritual healing, spirit guides, and soul communication. She's highly attuned to both Ascended Masters' angelic realms, as well as the ancestors' earth spirits in the service of healing ourselves, our community, and our planet. And she applies these teachings through writing, energetic and gemstone healing, spiritual counseling, sacred ceremonies. And we've talked about some of the sacred ceremonies that Raven does, like walking the labyrinth, for example, or the medicine wheel, right? Yep. And many things. And you'll see today who wants to come through, because we never know which guide is going to want to be the voice speaking through Raven, right? So Raven, welcome to our show, like always. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me here. And hello, everybody.
And I have to say, my aunt absolutely loves you. You know,
she, oh, yay! So did she have success on her house?
Almost, not quite yet, but we're hoping. I know. There's some stuff happening, but she's making some changes, and she did everything you said, and she's making some changes, but good stuff is happening. So she's feeling much more positive, you know, so it's all good. But she really enjoyed talking to you, you know, and I was so grateful.
Hey, awesome. Yeah, I had a really good time coming on last season helping people with house blessings and doing it by phone. And I feel like I got to travel around the world. Great people out there. It was a lot of fun.
Awesome. Yeah. And it wasn't just about house blessings, but it was also the land too, what to do with the land and so on, you know, so that was a big piece for my aunt as well. So yeah. Awesome. So today we're talking about your future self, meeting your future self, yay, healing through and from your future self, getting information and guidance from your future self to help you now and in the future, but heal the past, heal the present, heal the future, make some changes. Because sometimes the information that we get from our future self, you know, like I've worked with my future self as well, and the information I get is like, do this, do this, do this, and it's like, okay. But you know, I ask, okay, what it's required for me to get from here to there, right? And, you know, exactly. She tells me. And then if I don't do it, that's, you know, my own thing, right? So let's talk about, you know, your future self, your present self, your past self, no time, and all that wonderful stuff.
Awesome. Holy cow. Well, again, we are spiritual beings, and that's like a big part of that we have to let go of, is that, you know, a lot of times we are so driven by the clock. We're driven by that watch, you know, looking at our phone, what time is it? What, you know, I have to be here at a certain time. I mean, everybody has to be here to listen to our beautiful voices at a certain time. So it's time is a really interesting thing we agree on, but it's very flexible. And it moves. We're really starting to understand that as we're starting to look deeper into space, is that time is relative to where you are versus where you're going. So it's one of those things that really makes your brain kind of get a workout, trying to like wrap your head around quantum physics and time, space, and all that kind of stuff. But what I'm really talking about is that ability of us, because we're spiritual beings, to be able to move, that we're really fluid. We can actually move backwards and forwards with us being the anchor point. So actually to start, we have to talk about the present, because the present is actually the anchor point of right now, because yesterday is your past and tomorrow is your future. So we always determine where we are at by the present moment. And this is the reason why our guides and beings that we love and work with always talk about being here and now, because we have to learn how to be anchored and be present in the moment. Otherwise, you're living from the past, or you're jumping into the future before you actually live in the moment. That's why the moment is a present. It's a gift of being here and enjoying like whatever it is you're doing. So this morning I was harvesting pumpkins out of my garden. Yay, they're already turning orange. So that was a gift. It was a gift to be able to grow that food and to harvest it off the vine. It was a present. And what a beautiful way to really see that, to experience it in the moment. Now, some experiences we don't really like. We don't like getting a speeding ticket, a really nasty bill in the mail, or having an operation. But again, that's in the moment. And after you're done with that moment, it becomes your past. So it's experiences, good or bad, you have to let go of the judgment and just see that each moment is a gift, an experience that you get to experience. So again, the present, to anchor yourself. And what does that really mean? It means to just truly let go of any judgments. We always take the past, because the past is what flavors and colors how we experience things. If you have had a speeding ticket on a certain stretch of road, you get very cautious when driving that road. You might actually learn to drive a little bit better. Trust me, having a 16-year-old who just got his driver's license, I really have been a better driver this last summer, which was a good thing for me. But I started noticing things. And yes, I realized there are certain places when driving that I would drive a little bit slower because I remember that I had gotten pulled over. So that's how the past can actually flavor your present. Your future is that anxiety. And a lot of us have been experiencing the anxiety this year, because as we go through this huge shift these last couple of years, the awakening process, we're all going through it, we're actually becoming more fluid in our knowings of both understanding and learning from the past, but also anticipating what's coming next. And so that our future self, and we're going to get to that, our future self has been whispering to us and our guides quite a bit, trying to get our ducks in a row to get ready what's next. That anticipation or excitement can also be called anxiety. So a lot of us have been experiencing an anxiety because we're feeling the energy of what's next. And next year, 2020, is a huge year. It's a big beginning, new beginning year. So this is a completion year. This is a 9 year. So this is completing a cycle that's been going on for millennia. This is actually, we're just ending the 2012 shift. And this is the last year of that shift, because there's always kind of a wiggle room of going into the shift and coming out of the shift. So we're actually ending this process this year. And a lot of us are really excited about what's beginning next year, because all the cleanup work, all of you you've been doing, has all been leading up to next year. So there's a lot of doors opening up, a lot of huge breakthroughs, and we're already starting to see some of that chaos on the planet as a lot of people are waking up, raising up, finding their voice, speaking out, and making changes on all levels of humanity and consciousness. So yay, it's an exciting time to be on the planet. Again, why it's so important to be present and be here is because you have to be anchored in the moment to cast your vote, to be able to energetically be able to shift and change. So with that change coming though, this is why, wow, Spirit really pushed me to share this of how to access your future self, because instead of just giving us an anxiety attack, why don't we talk to our future self and find out what else we can do? What are these steps that we can do to make this process into our new beginning of next year, and not just next year, but years to come, easier? Because again, we are all connected. So there I go, in a nutshell, kind of the bigger scope of things. So before I jump any further in this, one of the biggest things that I want to get across to people is sometimes, again, our brain likes to have something to hold on to. It needs a symbol or something concrete to hold on to, because this whole thing of time is too big. Like I said, just start talking about Albert Einstein and E equals MC squared, and our brains go poof, too much. So we're going to use like a very simple symbol that nature actually gave us. This isn't human. This is actually nature grand design, which is the spiral. The spiral is the easiest symbol and construct for our brain to use to be able to use time. Now you realize, why isn't Raven using a straight line? Because time doesn't flow in a straight line. This is something we got to let go of. Even though we think of past, present, and future as a straight line, it's not. It whirls and turns and goes all over the place like a spiral. It goes around in circles. This is why sometimes we feel like we repeat things, because as we come around, if you have a place on that spiral, as you come around to it, you can feel it again. So this is why we have deja vu and feel like we are in cycles and have done things before. We see it in our history. We see it all different ways. Even though it's slightly different, we see things happen again and again and again because of the spiral. So use this symbol. This is even something that you can draw on a piece of paper and actually in your meditation, use that and actually take notes where you go in your past life to your future. So the spiral works really well. So how does the spiral work for our lives? I'm going to keep using my reference here. So the leading edge of the spiral, as it draws more of the spiral, is your future. So you are technically right here on this leading edge. This is you right there. You are the moment right here. So tomorrow, you'll be adding more to the spiral. If you go backwards, you're going toward your past. And the very center of the spiral is creation. That's when you manifested and created on this journey. So that spiral for you can be quite large, because the center, or your higher self, when it decided, yeah, let's have a physical existence, let's have a bunch of lives, that's where you started. So this came to me in a lovely car accident that pushed me out of my body, and Spirit had to rewire me. And to do that, I ended up going backwards in time on the spiral. And you've done that, the spiral journey walk.
Yes.
So that's spiral, very, very powerful work. So as I started going deeper into the spiral work and helping lots of people and going backwards, you get really comfortable in going backwards and looking at those past lives, going back and even going to the very center, which is creation itself. That's the fire of creation. So as you go in that past and go to the very center, that's where you meet your higher self, or that first contract that you made to be here on the planet. So this walk is powerful. But what I realized is that, wait a second, if we can go backwards, we can go forwards like a car. So I started going forwards in time on that spiral. And it's invisible, but it is there. The spiral keeps continuing. So I started walking outwards, further and further out. And as I did that, that's where I met myself at different stages that helped me to understand this even deeper. Another symbol for this, if you need something concrete to hold on to, of course, is a shell. Because a lot of shells, like a nautilus shell, again, uses that spiral. This is a common symbol that you'll find all through nature. So if you draw it, if you have it on a stone, if you have it in a shell, that symbol is a wonderful anchor point, a focal point to help you to do this work. So I have a nautilus shell that I use. I should have brought it in here. Yeah. That I use sometimes that is really good for helping in that past, present, and future. So, lots of different questions there coming up. So good. So there we go. So the spiral.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that. Yay, show and tell.
Yay!
Good. And so that gives us a better understanding of time and past, present, and future, right? So now let's talk about, you know, when we are, you know, wanting to connect with our future self, for example, it's not just about saying, okay, future self, just heal what's there, you know, because that kind of defeats the purpose, doesn't it?
Exactly. Because again, because things change. That's why, again, it's so important to be anchored in the moment, because we change. Because that spiral, there's something tricky that we can do. Sometimes in that spiral, we can leap. We can actually shift and move. And because there are so many different decisions and things going on in reality, I mean, a lot of us kind of feel like we've been on a track, and then all of a sudden we feel like we're on a completely different path. And that's because sometimes in this movement, again, that's why it can't be a straight line. There's fractures, there's decisions. It's like the road less taken. So every time you make a decision, I don't know about all of you, but I used to love reading Choose Your Own Adventure. Remember those books? You would like read, and then you would have to make a choice, and you would have to flip to the chapter and see how the story continued, right? That's our lives, is that we have decisions we make. I had a decision. I almost didn't become doing this. I almost became a forest ranger, a teacher, or I was invited to work privately to work with a gal that channeled Divine Mother, who taught me what I did. So I had three different pathways there that I could have followed. I had the financial aid, everything set up and ready to go. But I had this voice come to me, my voice that said, take the gamble, go do the private instruction for a year and see if you like it. Thank goodness my future self spoke to me. Now, here's a concept for you. And a lot of times we don't always realize our future self is talking to us. Our future self is like a spirit guide. It's our voice talking to us, saying, nudging us, hey, you should do this. And oftentimes we'll mistake it. And again, sometimes our future self does talk to our spirit guides. It talks to Michael or Mary or the angels or a fairy or whoever that you work with that you listen to. And oftentimes they will work with your higher self and that future self. But you going back, so here's one of those like, really, really get your mind expanded. When you go back to your past self and do work with your past life, so let's say you have a really bad past life and you made a bad decision, like you stayed in an abusive relationship and it ended horribly. So that's a horrible past life. And maybe that's having a ripple effect in that you don't trust relationships with a certain type of person, that you feel like they're going to betray you. And so to be able to clear that up, sometimes we go in the past and actually go back to that moment of decision, those two different paths, and we actually allow our past self to choose the other path and see what that would have looked like, to leave the person, to leave with the sister and go live in the country and get away from the abusive person. What it does is it actually opens up that, does a ripple in time and allows that past life, that past you, to have healing and release what happens. So you become a spirit guide that actually tells them, hey, let's look at the other way. So wrap your head around that, because if your self is coming back to you and nudging you, hey, choose this other path, then that's you coming back in your past, healing you. Like I said, it's like you really want to smoke a big fatty. And no, I have not been smoking marijuana to do this. But it really makes your mind really expand. And that's what I'm trying to get across to everybody, is that, wow, we can have such an influence in our past to heal, but also our future. So when working with this future self, why don't they just tell us, give us all the keys of the kingdom kind of a thing, right? Again, it's because of that choice, and there's rules around it, because we're constantly changing ourselves. Whenever we look into the future, We're seeing a snapshot in time because your decisions of what you do now have an impact and can change the future. There's all kinds of movies about this. I mean, if you really want to wrap your head around it. But what it really is that when we tap into our future self, it allows us to go forward and to get the answer, get the feeling, the solidness in what we're trying to create. So let's take something that's a common one, a job. I know a lot of people out there that are trying to find a new job, and this can be really frustrating. You're trying to get out there. You're trying to get this job. You're trying to get the right resume, to find the right interview. So how do we know if we're going to get the job? And a lot of us get into a place of despair, especially if we're running out of money and, oh my gosh, is this ever going to happen? And so what we can do is we can actually go forward in time to that place of having that job. And what it does is it gives you security. You know you're going to get that job because you can already feel you've achieved it. So there's a sense of relief because you know you got the job, you know you have the money, and you know that life is improved. And so you can take that assuredness and bring it backwards into the present moment, giving you that anchored relief. You know the job is coming. When you let go of that fear, then you move forward with confidence. That's a big part of future work, is it gives you that confidence. Now, then you can talk to that future self. So that future self, what will give you is, hey, you should stop looking at just one part of the workforce. Maybe you should look open. Maybe you should talk to this person. And again, that's where that connecting to that future self can give you that nudge to look somewhere else or look at something else or get you that movement, that momentum that you need, because sometimes we get so afraid, we get locked up that we don't even walk out the door to meet those opportunities. So your future self has you in mind. It wants you to make that connection. So it'll give you that connection to what is appropriate. Again, it's not going to give you all the keys because it is your process through it that gets you to where you're going. You don't want to miss some of those stumblings. Sometimes it is in our stumbles, when we stumble, when we're hurt, when we have those moments of frustration and we throw the computer out the window, and then we have to go get it repaired. And then we meet someone and they say, hey, I know someone that needs someone to work over here. And that's how we get the job. Mm-hmm. So we have to trust the process that no matter how long you've been sitting and waiting for this job and everything you've gone through, that was actually what needed to happen to make the changes within you to get that job. So a lot of times what our future self does is give us that reassurance that our process we've been going through, the stumbling blocks we've had, the conversations we've done have all been perfect, leading us to where we need to go. So it's a lot of faith and trust. We have to trust that future self. We have to trust ourselves we will get there. The other thing that our future self will give us is a sense of timing. Now, it's wiggle. There's some wiggle room in here. But oftentimes when you go forward to meet that future self, let's use that job reference again, you can get a sense of how far forward you go. And a lot of times it's weeks, months. It's not that far forward. And that's a lot of times what we need again here, because we think this future thing is going to take forever. But if you just turn around and look, I mean, I just started teaching my son to drive and he just got his driver's license yesterday. And I'm still trying to wrap my head around the fact that he's 16. He's mm-hmm. got 2 years of high school left. So again, there's that relative part where you have to be anchored in the moment. Because when we look back, things that we were struggling with that we thought would take forever go by in a blink of an eye. So our future self will oftentimes show us that really what we think is taking forever is just right around the corner. So they can give us a nudge. What else is that nudge? Nudge is sometimes when big shifts are happening in life. So I did this big ceremony. I came back that summer. My husband and I both looked at us and went, we have to move. So a lot of you that know that I've been on the show several times is that I had a huge move a couple years ago, and I literally came off a ceremony and my husband and I said, we have to move. So that what that was spirit and our future selves knowing that we had to get out of the house that we were in. We were not totally aware of what was happening in the house. There was black mold in the house. There was all kinds of craziness happening in that house. And then financially, it was what we've been praying for, was to get to the next step financially so we could live more comfortably. Well, we were stuck. We were stuck because we weren't seeing it. So again, that push sometimes comes from our future selves to push us out of that rut we've been in. So mm-hmm. we were in a rut. So that huge push we had, and it was a lot of work, and it was quite a terrifying process, parts of it. But what it did is it finally got us out of the rut to move, to be in the better house with the better finances and health. So again, it's that push. So when that anxiety comes and you get that nervousness, you need to really stop and anchor yourself in the moment and really take a look around. What rut am I in? What am I stuck? Why is my spirit guides and my future self trying to push me? When am I blocking myself? So this is where, again, knowing where you are. So making sure that you're not stuck in the past, you're not reliving something over and over again because you can't let it go, that you're really truly in the present so you can see, okay, this is a pattern of me being afraid to start new things because I failed in the past. Well, this is something new. And my future self is saying, the door is open, there's a green light, go, go, go. So then you have to trust to do it. So I did it. I'm glad I moved. So, you got a question.
Well, I was just gonna say, it's you know, yes, you have to trust, right? You also have to be willing to take action.
Yes.
How many of us are not even willing to take one step? You know, I'm not in that because I take lots of steps. So, but I'm just saying there are some people who will not even take a step. They're frozen in fear.
Yeah. And again, that's where spirit then brings us amazing people. They bring that Facebook message that inspires your soul. It brings that person that hands you your coffee at the coffee stand. It says, today is the day to go get it. And you're like, why did that person just say that? So spirit is amazing how it can use us like puppets and say uh-huh. those amazing things at the right moment. And they'll do that to people around us, because even if we're locked in fear, we actually, that's the things I just say, why doesn't our future self give us the keys to the kingdom? The fact of the matter is, you have them. The person that affects time is right here, right now. It is the present one. That's why it's a present, because the present you right now is the one that has all the keys. They can heal the past and they can set the future. You're the one that does it. And it's the same in ancestral healing. Ancestral healing, when you're working with your ancestors, the ancestors that came before you, they had their chance. And those future generations, your future generations, they're hoping that you'll put in place what they need next. This applies to your past and future too. Your past already did it. So you're healing what was done. But your future self needs you to put things in place that they'll need when that time arrives, be it this timeline or your future self on another planet in another body. They need you to put those things in place. So you right now are the most powerful being, because you have the keys to be able to do that. And that's what we got to remember, because we think of our future self as this amazing, powerful being that's so much better than us. But that's not it. We right now, this moment, are the one that's putting everything in place. So awesome. Yay. Yeah.
Awesome. I love that. And that's the thing. We have a lot of power, right?
Tons.
And, you know, and we can do it, but we also have to like let go. It's not always just about letting go of the stories, because sometimes we do have, you know, difficult situations happening, right? But we do have to take the steps to begin to heal them. You know?
Well, and it's letting go of the trauma. The story always stays. I mean, if you have a good movie, they always have a good montage or a flashback that shows how the character got powerful. that's the story. We always hold on to our story, but the trauma, we have to let go of the trauma, the drama. That's the stuff we have to let go of. We need that wisdom. When you let go of the trauma and drama, then your story becomes your authentic self. It becomes you. We all stumble. We all make mistakes because that's how we get powerful. So embrace the hot mess you are.
There you go. She said it. Embrace the hot mess you are. And we are all hot messes. We've all been through so many different things, you know, let's be honest. But we can still move forward. We can still create that life that we desire. We can still have joy, fun, peace, whatever it is that you're looking for. You can still have that. And it's a matter of you getting clear on where am I now? What's going on with me? What's going on with my life? And where do I want to go? And what needs to change now? Right? I mean, don't even get me on my soapbox, but you know, I'm thinking about all those things like, okay, what needs to change here? There's one little thing that's not working. What needs to change here? What can I do? What can I heal? You know, what else is there? Right? So I'm asking questions. And then
careful that I'm going to step in here on you a little bit because this is a good example of when you're constantly in the, what do I need to change? What do I need to do? You are getting into your future self. You're not living in the moment. And that's part of our problem. We've all been doing this for 10 years now, 5 years before 2012 and 5 years after. We have been in this process of let go, let go, let go. Something's broken. Something needs fixed. Something needs to be released. We're not actually celebrating about living in the moment of actually appreciating that you have it all right now.
But Raven, what if you're not happy right now? What if you're in severe pain? What if you're unhappy? What if you have no money? What if? I mean, you know.
There's always room for change. And that's embracing that, again, that hot mess. We are always in the process of change. If we fool ourselves that our future self is this idealistic thing on a pedestal, we'll never reach it because it is this like dangling carrot that we always keep outside of ourselves that we can't reach. And so it's constantly imprinting into us that we are not it.
We're not good enough.
Is there going to be pain? And then that's the thing is that pain and pleasure and all that is always mixed into that hot mess. That's why I call it a hot mess because it's depending on your point of view. Yeah. I mean, there's always going to be, but you know, this is something that I really learned from someone I've been helping with. She's been trying to get a job, right? Well, the thing is Spirit gave her this amazing break. So she doesn't have a job. So she's been working on herself. And like, I know a bunch of different clients that have done this. And I've gone through that too, where I had like a big downtime and I took a break from a lot of stuff. Well, that's where we expand spiritually, where we actually grow and change things. And yes, there is that fear of not having money and a job and all that stuff. And we can focus on the negative. Then we can also focus on the positive, all of the peace, the time, the ability to travel and do other things because we have this. There's always this push and pull. I had surgeries. I had a hysterectomy. I had to like sit on my butt and I couldn't do a lot. I could focus on how miserable I was, but I could also focus on the fact that I got to heal. I got to do deep work within myself. I got to discover these tools that I'm now sharing with other people. Mm-hmm. So again, it's about perspective on that. And that's where that whole, be careful you're not going in the past and you're not going into the future. You have to keep anchoring yourself into the moment. One of the prayers I do on the medicine wheel, I do ceremony work, and one of that is walking the medicine wheel. And anybody that's worked with me, you know that I walk the wheel for you. Mm-hmm. And one of the big prayers I do is, Great Spirit, help me to be in this moment right now. Let my voice be your voice. Let my hands be your hands. Let my heart be your heart. Let me celebrate you in this moment. So that's a powerful prayer because, again, you're asking divine, however you know divine, your guides to help you be the most in this moment. And if you had a horrible hot mess of a day, the cool thing is you get another day tomorrow. So, again, that's why, again, it's a present because then you can be like, you know what? I'm going to try this again in a whole new way today. So again, we learn, we move, we let go. But that's why I wanted to jump in there because you're not alone. Not picking on you.
Oh, it's not me. It's this is what I'm picking up from the people on the call. This is what
definitely
is, you know? So it's like, it's not me. I'm good. But it's like, this is what I'm picking up from some of the questions.
And it's a hard one. Again, it's so interwoven, especially in our spiritual community, is this constant picking. It's like if you have a scab on your arm and you keep picking, you're going to actually pick right through your arm into your bone. You got to let yourself heal, but you also have to find the joy, the happiness in the moment and enjoy that. If it's, you woke up today, you're breathing and you swallowed solid food, hallelujah, you had a good day today. It's again, it's appreciating in the moment. And when you do that, it's that gratitude. And, again, everybody always talks about gratitude lists and having that gratitude, and I know you've done a lot of the gratitude stuff too. Yeah. But again, you've got to let it sink in to have that moment. It's like today was getting up and finishing my greenhouse and harvesting pumpkins. That was my joy today. So again, and then tomorrow will be a whole new joy. So your future self can help you see that in that knowing you have obtained what you're seeking. So you've already obtained it. So you can let go of that fear of not having it because you know you already have it coming to you. That's what the future self really helps you let go of that fear so that you can enjoy the moment. Again, your past and your future always brings you back to the moment. It's always coming back to this moment. It's interesting how they do that.
Awesome. Thank you. So you want to take some questions?
Yeah, go for it.
I don't know. There's lots of questions in the chat. Let's start there. What do you think? What do you think? So there was a question so what kind of questions do you want, Raven?
We can jump into like doing a quick meditation. That might actually clear up a bunch of the questions too, as we'll do a little future. I think everybody's got we'll do a little bit of past and future. We'll do a little bit of both.
Awesome.
So give
okay.
a flavor and a feel, a little bit of a practice. Maybe this will help kind of identify some of the questions or might poke some more questions to come up. That's usually how it works. Poke the fire. So let's do a quick meditation and then we'll jump into questions. Sound good?
Awesome. Sounds good. Awesome. Thank you.
All right. So now that we've like totally stirred up everybody's brains, we need to actually get grounded. And that's a big part of being present is you have to get grounded. So I need everybody to take a moment, take a deep breath. If you're in a place to close your eyes and really reach down into Mother Earth. Really invite that beautiful spring green of fresh grass, of new growth and leaves. Bring that green vibration up through your feet.
I'm just going to say really quick, if you're driving, please don't do this, okay?
Yes, yeah, only if it's appropriate in this moment. Let's bring up that green vibration up into your heart. And as you're feeling that green vibration come into your heart, feel that green energy going out into every cell, every space between every cell. And to the entirety of you is that green vibration of Mother Earth. I feel Mother Earth come and give you a nice big hug. Feel this green vibration, Mother Earth herself wrapping her arms around you, hugging you, feeling your feet like roots growing into Mother Earth. Feeling your arms, your head, reaching up to the stars above. So you yourself feel like a tree connected to the heavens above and the earth below. And I want you to call your guides to you. If you have a particular guide you work with, if you're new to this and you need a guide, ask Archangel Michael to come help you. Archangel Michael's really good at helping. He's got that nice handy sword to cut away things that don't serve us. And he's really good at moving forward and backwards in time. If you've got a particular guide that you like to work with, call them to your side now to help you in this process. So as you're now grounded and anchored in this moment, be aware of this moment. Be aware of how your tip of your nose feels. Your toes, your breath coming in and out, your skin, how your clothing feels on your skin, the smells around you, the sounds. This is the present moment. Perfect. Our senses always help us to anchor into the present moment. So as you're in the present moment, I want you to visualize that spiral. You're on that leading edge of the spiral. We're going to turn around and go backwards toward the middle. As you walk backwards through your days, you can start thinking about what happened yesterday, last week, last month. And this might go flashing by quite quickly as you walk backwards through events, relationships, jobs. As you walk further and further, you're going through your childhood, your adolescence, your childhood, all the way back to your mother. Your mother in the womb is the doorway that allows you to come into this life on this lifetime. So in the womb, we're going to thank our mother for being the beautiful doorway that allowed us here onto the planet. And as you walk through that doorway, thanking your mom, you're now on a larger spiral of your past lives. It's like being in a large hall with all these different people standing on the spiral. Only view the ones that are illuminated. The ones that you can't see or blurry or dark are none of your concern at this time. So continue walking and see some of these different lifetimes. You're just a witness on this journey. You may see people in different garbs, different times from around the world. You may see animals or different creatures, not always human. We can be in many different forms. Allow one of these past lives that would like to get your attention for healing to come forward right now. Take a moment to just take in this past life. What do they look like? What part of history are they from? What part of the planet are they from? Are they from a particular culture? Do they have certain clothing on? Do they give you a name? Thank them for coming forward. Thank them for their courage. Because living in the past was difficult. The conditions were horrible. So thank them for their bravery, all that they did. And what would they like help healing with today? What are they bringing forward for you to see? Is it a pattern that's repeating forward? Do they need help to release from something they may have not done, or maybe they did? You can ask that beautiful angel next to you, Archangel Michael, or your guide, to bring that healing, that light. If they're struggling to understand something that happened to them, ask divine to give the divine plan. And then you, as their future self, give them a hug and show them how that you've succeeded where maybe it was difficult for them. That you have a voice, a right to vote. That you have that child, or that job, or that money. That you made it out west as they were trying to travel. That where their story ended, you've picked up that story and continued and succeeded. Feel that relief from that past life. Ask them to release whatever fear they're holding on to, because now they know that you have succeeded for them. And as they release that burden, feel that dust, that weight being lifted from them. And a golden light from the very center of the spiral of creation flowing through them, bringing that lightness, that love. And as it fills this beautiful past life, feel that healing. Thank them and know that you can return to them at any time to gain more wisdom or do more healing if it's needed. So you follow that wave of golden light forward. Bring that healing now forward in time through these past lives, through your mother, into your own life. Bring that healing, that understanding that you receive from the past life through your own childhood, through your adolescence, and into this present moment, allowing that healing energy to flow down through your head, through your spine, into your body, into your DNA itself. Now, anchoring yourself back into this moment, think about something that you desire next in life. Something that you desire to know. What's your next step, next job, next relationship, your move, where you need to flow to next? Find that golden, beautiful energy now pushing you forward in time. Following that spiral forward. If there's something you're desiring, particularly a job, a relationship, a place, a person, whatever it is, move forward in time to that exact moment where you obtain it. Find that future self. Feel how it feels to be this future self, that emotional state. Feel how relaxed they are, how excited they are, how in love they are, how proud they are of their work, their accomplishment. This is you in the future. Feel that success, whatever it is that you have been seeking. Allow yourself to walk into this future self, to feel it. Visualize, look around. What are you wearing? Where are you? What does this place look like? What does this person look like you're with? Depending on what you're seeking, look at the details. Are you wearing something particular? Are you at a certain place? You can go back to that emotional feeling of how it feels. So you pull yourself back out to witness, to watch this. Greet that future self. Look how excited they are. Give them a hug. Or more importantly, they're giving you a hug. Because it is through your steps that they are where they're at now. Let this future self show you how far forward you went. How soon is this going to happen? If that future self can show you, what steps do you need to take? Is there something you need to do in this moment right now? Do you need to talk to a certain person? Do you need to look somewhere different? Do you need to rest? if it's something that you're trying to manifest, like writing a book, is that something that you need to start now? Is there something you do, a class, or maybe another book you can read to help you with this process? Or is there something new that you may need to explore, a new hobby, something new to try that your future self may be nudging you to do? And finally, feel that big hug from that future self and the words of patience. It is coming. So feel that reassuredness that what you desire is right around the corner. So now pull that future self, that energy, that knowingness, that elation you felt emotionally, pull that backwards from the future into your present. Like pulling a thread of a kite, pulling that kite back to you right now in this moment. As you come back to yourself, wiggling your fingers and toes, anchoring yourself back in the moment. Feel that shift in your heart, in your center, that knowingness. Know that you have succeeded. You have those steps. And even if you don't understand them all, your future self and that wisdom of what changes happen to make it happen have come back into your heart, into your knowingness, so that you'll just know when that moment happens. So you anchor it in fully into yourself, again, letting your senses remind you of the here and now, feeling that golden light within yourself, in your heart, in your DNA, down your backbone. Remind yourself to ground Mother Earth, pulling that green vibration up once more, using your senses, your taste, your smell, the sound of my voice, the touch, the feel of being here in the moment in your body. Again, thanking Mother Earth, thanking all of your guides, thanking Archangel Michael for his assistance today, and coming back to yourself fully back into the moment and opening your eyes when you're ready. Welcome back. You're back?
Yes, thank you.
So good job. You actually went backwards in time and forwards in time. So you can see how easy it is to go both ways. So it's a little bit easier sometimes to go past. That's why a lot of people go and do past life work. Future is a little bit more on the trust side. It's kind of like fog in a way, kind of going forward. Because again, there's so many things that can change and happen. So as you move forward, you have to really, really call upon it. And it is our desire. It's a thing that we really desire, that we want to happen. It becomes like a rope that we can hold on to as we go forward to find that future self. So the more focused of what you're trying to desire, that you're trying to manifest, the easier it is to move forward. So like the book. So for some of you know that I'm working on a dragon book. So yeah, that's one that's pretty strong for me. So I can go forward and see it. And it's kind of actually helped me because I felt the big push to happen, but things happen. Things change, right? So I started moving forward on it, got that push. And then when I did some future work, I actually saw myself working with the dragon. So I'm not beating myself up. So how did I apply this work? By future seeing myself, I knew that it's okay that I'm not writing this summer. I haven't. I've been working with them. I've been doing a huge amount of dragon work with them. So I am working on it, but I saw myself later this year into next year doing a lot of the writing. So then I can let go of that part of me that wants to beat myself up. I'm not doing my writing. So it is there. It is happening. So it helps you to shift your timing. So that's a way that you can apply this to be able to be flexible. And again, you may need to go and, you know, work on this, get those steps, and then redo it again, because as you change, your future self changes. And so that message, that step, that process again, you have to be very fluid and flexible because it changes.
Awesome. Thank you. I'm still coming back too. Everybody's saying how wonderful it was. Yes, 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 yes. I'm like,
can I just, nap time.
Yeah, exactly. Can I just take a nap? Can I just go back there? I just want to, it was beautiful. Thank you. And yes, very enlightening even, you know, so it does give you information, you know, and not just the information, but you're right. It does give you that reassurance that sometimes we need, because sometimes we might doubt, we may not have the trust as much as we would like, you know, because we're looking for the steps, we're looking for the signs, we're looking for information, and until we get it, you know, it's hard to trust, right, sometimes. So yeah,
and that's what you brought back. I mean, that's a big part. By going to the future self, you notice how when we went there, part of what we brought back is those post-it notes, those signposts, those little affirmations, and it's that feeling. So when you do see, when you visualize, so let's say you go into the future and they keep showing you a tree. Well, in your journeys, in your drive, maybe you're driving to a interview for a job, you see this gorgeous tree and you're like, oh my God, that's what my future self was showing me. That can be a signpost. This is it. This is me moving forward on that momentum. So again, it's giving that affirmation that you downloaded those. It's a download. So your future self downloads all those things. And then as you progress, it's a ding, you got it. Ding, you got it. You get that knowingness. It's all about trusting and knowing in the moment. Again, I know I sound like a broken record. Keep coming back to the present, because it's, again, being in the present that allows you to see and witness those things that gives you the affirmation you're on the right track. Mm-hmm. So that's why a lot of people say it's an illusion. Yeah. Someone mentioned it earlier. I saw it in the comments that, you know, life is all illusion. Yes, it's an illusion because it's not a straight line. We are constantly waving from the past to the future. We're constantly flowing. That's why it's an illusion. That's why it's so important to be anchored in the moment and enjoy the moment. So because it's all going to change. Poof, it's going to change again.
Yep, absolutely. So Betty was just saying a cool synchronicity. She just found a pair of spiral earrings that she had lost before a move. So I guess that's a sign to wear them and bring that spiral energy into my field.
So I got on too, spiral earrings. Yes, so there you go. So again, because again, the spiral is so connected to past, present, and future, for everybody doing the call and doing this work, I guarantee you your spirit guides, you'll probably be seeing spirals for the next couple weeks. It's their way of just like that person who just found those earrings, it's a way of affirmation of the work you just did. Mm-hmm. So look for spirals and just know that spirit guides are going to be showing you spirals. And it might even be a spider web and seeing a perfect spiral within the spiral web. Again, because it's in nature all around us. You might see it in a flower or a shell, but that spiral again is, again, giving you a pat in the head. That's from spirit saying, good job. That's you doing the work of working past, present, future. For animal totems, crow medicine actually holds the past, present, and future. They work a lot with that. And a lot of different star beings, Sasquatches, dragons, different fairy beings, they can work a lot with past, present, and future too, if you're looking for a particular guide to help you with that. Mm-hmm. And then for stones, because a lot of people know that I work with stones, a really good one is nummite. Nummite is one of the oldest stones. Amber is always good for past life work too. And then one of my favorites, it's kind of hard to see, this is called astrophyllite. Mm-hmm. It is actually a wonderful stone, kind of like shungite, because it helps you with EMP fields. But one of the things it does is it helps you to access that higher realms and that future self and make it accessible in the here and now. So astrophyllite, you can find it online. It's kind of has a blue kind of shimmer to it, sometimes black and little chunks of white in it. And the other one that you probably saw I was holding in my hand is healer's gold. It's another really good stone. It's actually magnetite and fool's gold together. Healer's gold, not to be confused with a golden healer, completely different. Mm-hmm. This is called healer's gold, and it's because of the magnetic in it, it helps you to ground, but again, access that energy. So the two actually help you in anchoring into the present moment. They are my favorite stones to use to help be in the here and now, but they really help in doing past and future work because they help you to bring it all back here. So awesome. Stones to look for.
So astrophyllite and healer's gold. I have not heard of healer's gold, so that's a new one for me. I have heard of astrophyllite, and I'm just wondering, do I have that? I will have to look in my collection. Yeah,
and astrophyllite, it's EMP fields, because it helps to kind of get rid of or balance your EMP fields around your house. So holy cow, with like for a lot of us that are awakening, like cell phones and being around a lot of electronical stuff can be a little too much for us. And especially when you are doing frequency work, because again, past, present, and future is all frequency work. So yeah, having shungite or, you know, astrophyllite, organite's really good too. It all helps you to actually be in the moment and to ground. So any of those kind of things would really help everybody on this call doing this work, just to give the heads up for everybody.
Awesome. So Destiny, yes, the other stone that Raven mentioned is, she says numite, I say numite, but you know, N-U-U-M.
Potato, potato.
I do have that one. Yeah. So yeah, there's a few. Okay, awesome. So we're going to take some questions in a few minutes, right? We're going to take some questions. So before we do that, let's just take a quick gander at the special offer. It's really simple.
They said make it, keep it simple.
I know, right? It's really simple. So for those of you who are on the live page, just click on special offer. Those of you who are not, you can go to alara.at/show/raven8. And like I said, it's the most easiest one I've made all season. It was just amazing. So 1 second, let me share. So basically it is 1 hour session with Raven to meet your future self. Right, Raven?
Yeah, probably.
A little bit more about it.
So I just, again, because navigating that future self can be a little foggy, and that, again, is one of my gifts to be able to help guide people where they need to go, is I'm offering a hour session with me. That's right, a whole hour with me to do past, present, and future work. So particularly focusing on that future and getting forward and getting those stats to be able to pull back that future self, that knowingness, and get those in place. And sometimes that does involve finding where the pattern in the past that's holding you. So that's why we went to the past first and then went to the future. So you get that all together in that hour session. So, and for those of you that need a little connection, there'll probably be some spirit guides in there, because you know me, I can't not walk the medicine wheel and see what spirit guides are around you. I'll probably be including that in there too, is meeting your spirit guides, and particularly maybe a spirit guide that wants to help you with your past, present, and future. We have certain spirit guides that like to help us with certain things. That's why I called Michael. He's always been mine. That's really helped me a lot with this work. So I'll help you get in touch with maybe a particular spirit guide that wants to help you in this process too.
Awesome. And all the sessions are available through phone, Skype, Zoom, or WhatsApp. So,
I'm flexible.
Exactly. Really flexible. This is a great deal. And so it's not just about meeting your future self. It's also about the healing that, you know, there's always healing in all work that Raven does. And it's not just a reading, but this is going to give you some concrete steps that you can take to move forward on your path, whatever that happens to be. I mean, that's what you will talk to Raven about, I guess, beforehand. How does that work, Raven?
Oh my gosh, yeah, I love giving homework. So you'll definitely be receiving tools. I'm all about empowerment. So I want to give you the tools and give you the connection to those guides and stuff to be able to do this work for yourself. So you'll be giving homework and tools and things to work on long after the session, so you can continue to do that work. I'm all about empowerment and helping be a voice for spirit.
Yep. So when Raven talks about empowerment, she really does mean empowering you to take action, you know? And I know you're wondering, why is she harping on taking action? Because if you don't take action in this 3D reality, nothing changes. You have to
remember, your future self is waiting for you to take action to make those steps happen so that you can get that happy moment in the future. So yeah, I'm all about taking those steps, those things to do. And sometimes that step is taking a big old rest. You never know what that homework's gonna be. Woo-hoo.
Exactly. You never know, but you know, it's like, I don't know why I'm being really insistent on that today. So it's like, if you guys are just gonna ask the same questions you've been asking all season and you're not gonna do any changes, why ask the question? That's all I'm gonna say.
Hey, you're being truth. Being a truth speaker. Woo!
You know. Thank you, Randy. Yes. All right, so we're going to take some questions. We have some people with their hands raised. We have some questions in the chat. Where do you want to go, Raven?
Call it out. Where would you like to start?
Well, Sarla has had her hand raised for quite a while, so we'll go to Sarla on the phone lines. So I'm going to go ahead and unmute you. One second, Sarla. Hello?
Yes, I am awake. You know that always.
Yeah. Exactly. Remember what I said, no stories, just get to the point. What do you want to know? And then be willing to take action. Because if you guys are going to just ask the same question, next time you ask that same question, I'm going to say, hey, remember?
All right. Can I ask two questions?
One question.
How about one question? Because we have lots of other people wanting.
All right. I would like to be multimillionaire, very wealthy person. So I can attend LRS all thing, you know, or anybody's all healing, which I can't do that. Elara knows that, other healer knows that. By limited means, I can't do a lot of things I would like to. So I buy lottery ticket. I'm retired.
What's the question, Sarah Love? What's the question exactly?
Yeah. What I'm supposed to do, how to. I am not working. I'm retired.
Okay.
And I buy lottery tickets. I don't know any other avenue. I'm not working also.
Okay, so lottery ticket. Let's do there, because that's a big one. I've been asked that a lot. You know, why isn't the money from the lottery coming? I played a lottery too. So I want you to think of like pathways, okay? So when you have revenue or money and you're retired, it's like pathways going out, right? So if you only do one pathway, that makes it so that spirit only has one way to get money to you. Why don't do multiple? The more pathways you have out, like golden pathways, that means more different things can come back to you. There's a great book called Wealthy Spirit. You should definitely read that. So really you need to focus on, I get this asked a lot too, what should I do? Well, I can't decide that for you. Alara can't decide that for you. Only you can decide what you want to do. So you need to actually write down all the different things that bring passion to you, that you're excited, makes you excited. Write all those things down and then see what feels like the easiest to do. What's actually, not just easy, but like actually attainable. Because like, you know, having a pony in your place is probably not attainable. But you can throw that one out. But you want revenue, you want money, right? So lottery is just one that's only one pathway. So what other things can you do that can get you money? And that might mean making something. That might be doing a service. You know, just because you're retired doesn't mean you just sit on your bum. It means you go do stuff, right? Yeah, so think about different, like if you're handy, you have a craft, you like to bead, you like to knit, you like to write. Think about these different things, because these are like services that you can do to get money for, but also people can give you things too. And it's not just about the money. It's about living. It's about that exchange. So there might be an exchange you can do to bring that wealth in that you desire. So, and that goes to, I'm talking to you, but everybody out there, because I know this is a common question. And again, you got to don't look at one pathway, have multiple pathways out so that multiple things can come back into you. There you go.
I would have loved to serve healing. I am a retired healer, psychologist, and many other things. But whenever I offer, and nothing has come, so there is a block. I would love to do that.
Yeah, definitely. Well, and that's where the special offer is there for you to go deeper into that. But that might be something, when you have a block, definitely that's where you need to look into your past. So you need to start looking into your past to see where the block is. What's preventing you from going forward or receiving that connection. And sometimes the block is that, you need to take the blinders off. Instead of just offering one way, it's offering multiple ways. Definitely. I can see different guides stand behind you. And big one is Ganesh. So Ganesh is all about opening doorways and removing blocks. So call upon Ganesh to help you.
Ganesh ji, all right. Yeah, all right. I will do that.
Okay, good.
There you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Elara. Thank you,
Sarala. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, 1 second. So we're going to go to, hold on 1 second. All right, so we're going to go to the Q&A question box, whatever. Ekaterina, I don't know if you're still here. I don't think so. So we're going to go to next person, Kavita. Hopefully you're still here. Would you please connect with my energy and help me to heal from this tinnitus and partial hearing loss in my left ear, which started suddenly and with no known cause over a year ago? So before you go there, hold on, Raven, I just want to ask a quick question. So Kavita, when we did that, we went into our past life, you know, is that something that you were focusing on? And, you know, that's my question, because you had the question. So is that something that you focused on, and what did you get? Go ahead, Raven.
Definitely. With the tinnitus and stuff, and a lot of people have been having some hearing stuff come up, and that is a rewiring from spirit. So mm-hmm. when we have ear issues in, the ears are connected to the eyes, which are connected to the nose and mouth, and then the throat chakra. So it makes a triangle right here, third eye, ears, down to the throat chakra. So these two chakras are involved in that rewiring process. So that's rewiring what you know and what you're perceiving and seeing in the world and how you're asking and expressing. So your block is around being able to speak your needs, your desires, to be able to express yourself and to how you're perceiving and knowing. So these are targeted areas as you're going past work. See where in your past life you weren't expressing yourself fully, or were you not seeing the whole truth of what was going on? Those past lives that refused to see that or didn't speak up and talk about their needs or say no, because that's a very powerful thing to say no, those create blocks, and oftentimes they will happen physically in these parts of our body in that triangle. So when you have ears and they're being rewiring, that's you being rewiring so that you can hear spirit outside of you, but also to hear inside you better too. So look at how you are not asking for what you need, again, about expressing your needs and asking for things, and then how you're perceiving stuff. What are you not wanting to see? Because again, all those chakras and energy is all connected into that area. If you can focus on that, that will help accelerate the healing process. Your future self is already going, don't worry, you got it. So you're really, really close. Just know that this is a process, and this is part of your healing process, and that you will get through this. It's about you being able to perceive, see, and hear life and the truth better. So start with your knowing your own truth for yourself, and then really trust your heart when you're hearing the truth or not the truth from others around you, meaning that you'll have that barometer of knowing when someone's lying to you. You even listen to me when I'm saying, does it feel like truth? So again, that's how you can start to improve that those two chakras right there and that healing process in the present moment. So good luck with that. Great question. And you're not alone. A lot of us have been getting ringing in our ears, even mm-hmm. me. And I call that God's beeper. So when I get ringing in my ears pretty strong, that means that I need to stop and listen because there's something I'm not listening to.
So that was awesome. And that's for everybody, you know. So I'm going to tell my husband too, because he's got stuff going on with his ears, stuff going on with his eyes. And so I'm going to tell him, what are you not willing to see?
Yep. That's a hard one, but it's true.
mm-hmm. Yep. All right. So we're going to go to Maria. Maria, I'm going to go ahead and unmute you 1 second. I think. Nope. I can't unmute you for some reason. So if you want to unmute yourself. Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Wow. First, thank you, Lara. Thank you both for all that you do. I'm sitting here thinking, and I've done this process quite a bit, and it is beautiful. But I'm still wondering, not that I haven't taken action. I have done that, and I do that constantly. I've been told it was a past life that's playing into this life now. And if you don't mind me saying what it is, I will. It's kind of,
keep it short.
Yeah, well, it's based on livelihood, finances, all of that on this life, physical earth realm, I call it. I was told that it might have been a past life as a call girl. And I've been clearing that for the last day. Like, I've been working on it. I found it hilarious, first of all, but I don't know what my higher self is trying to tell me. I know I'm clearing, and I've been clearing, and right now I feel really open and ready to take a step. And I know.
What's the question, Maria?
Career step, opportunity. What's blocking me from finances and, you know, to establish myself independently with not, you know, no codependency, just my sovereign self.
I'm sure lots of other people have that same question, Raven. So
yeah, definitely. Interesting. Well, first of all, thank you. Good question. I want to, you've got some interesting guides behind you. One of them is you got Divine Mother behind you, Divine Mother Mary. I see it really strongly behind you. And Mary Magdalene. And I think Mary Magdalene's here to help you specifically, because even though it's about finances, this is also about you really rethinking about feminine and about your sexuality. Because call girl, wow, when you said that, you energetically like went off like fireworks. Because a call girl is a sacred person, and that sacred companion, that might be something that you need to look at. Because if you've got like some blocks around, like a woman being able to connect with someone sexually, I'm trying to be good about how I'm going at this, but
yes,
where I'm going, you got to look at that, because if that's a block about being in your power and being a woman in your body, and that's blocking it, that definitely, the power is power. So that not only affects you sexually, but also a power for manifesting too, and power about standing up and going, I deserve to have a good job. I deserve to have a raise. I deserve to have all this. That's all linked together. So Mary Magdalene's there because, let's face it, you know, they called her a prostitute because that was people trying to control her. She wasn't a prostitute. She was a widow and had money. And she could choose who she decided to be with, right? So, So you need to look at this. This past life came forward because that's why our past lives come forward. Mother Mary always said that our past lives are like walking through a field. Only the seeds that stick to your pants are the ones that are important. So this one stuck to you because this is important. This is the lifetime that you reclaim your power, that you go, I'm a woman and I get to roar and no one gets to tell me different. They don't get to label me the way they want to label me, and they're not going to put me down. So this is about you taking your power back, because the other thing I see stand behind you is dragon. You got dragon with you, dragon, you got dragon guide, and they're all about respect and roaring. Oh, and I can feel the heat coming through me. So it's about, hitting them all, I'm blowing the fire. This is about you standing in your power and claiming it. So stop being a victim for your past life. I want you to go to that call girl. I want you to give her a big hug and be like, you know what? You go, girl. You put on that makeup and you make a living because you rocked it. And thank you. And I don't have to be a victim for that. I'm not going to judge you anymore. You know what? If that's the life that you made, and she made good money. Yeah. She made good money. So I think that's why she's being pesty and being around you. You need to actually give her a big hug and be like, you know what? You made money. You made money and you lived a good life, and I deserve to have that too. So if you can change your narrative to it and love her instead of being ashamed of that past life, then you'll get the power to come forward and be able to take it forward into your future, into getting that job where you can roar and be respected for what you do. Oh, I'm getting goosebumps. It's close. You're right there. Your future self is going,
yay!
That's how this works. This is how this works. You got it. Yay. Great question. Yay.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Maria. There's homework for you, right? So make sure you do the homework.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to do this one. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're beautiful, both of you.
Thank you.
All right. So that was awesome. And that's the thing. Sometimes the homework can be as simple as that. Just owning your past life, owning who you were in the past, loving who you were in the past, right?
Exactly. And that's, again, sometimes why that what I just said, change the narrative. Sometimes we're judging that past life, but they did the best they could in that moment. And that's all they need. They just need to be like, congratulations, way to go, or holy cow, you survived. And it just unlocks. It unlocks all those patterns and everything. Our past don't have to be a curse. Mm-hmm. We do not have to be stuck. They only come forward because we need that key to unlock. Again, we have the keys, but sometimes we have to remember what that key is for. And then we unlock our heart and open up the doorway. So holy cow, great question. And again, it applies to a lot of us. You know, if a reader, a psychic, a spiritual counselor, whoever, like, you know, taps into that past life, because maybe that past life, you know, came through them, a family member, a friend, and then spoke to them and helped come forward for you. Again, find the truth that you need to hear in it, but know that it is not a sentence. It doesn't mean that you're stuck in it. It just only comes to be able to comes to you to be able to change. It's just it's again a key. It's a gift. And again, you're present. You're the one that makes the gifts happen. Yay!
Yay, awesome. Thank you. There's a question from Camille. Can you see what my next position will be? I'm currently out of a job. I found now with free time, and I feel I've wasted a lot of time.
So again, that's that, like a lot of people right now, a lot of people have been getting breaks. So, and I understand it. It's frustrating. You know, if you're out of work, I had a, like really low year last year because I lost my mom. I was in like a lot of depression and grief with losing my mom. So I didn't ended up spirit kind of like peeled everything back, and I really kind of took it easy last year. And I'm really glad I had the time. So stop beating yourself up for having the time. Spirit provides the time. Yourself provides the time for that healing, for that exploring. Sometimes we have opportunities to go do, to experience, to be with people, to go traveling, or maybe just to rest, because it allows you to heal. Oftentimes we get breaks from a job and we have a downtime because we have to let go of patterns or things that don't serve us anymore. So that might mean that you need to review, like, what do you not want to take forward into your next job? Is there a certain pattern that you saw that you kept repeating with certain jobs, like certain kinds of boss or certain kinds of people that you worked with? As you change yourself, then you won't have to repeat that pattern anymore. So be honest. And that's scary work. I give kudos to everybody that's doing this work right now, because that is scary. When you look at yourself and look at the people that you've been attracting around you, you see, oh, I wasn't speaking up and asking for that pay raise, or I wasn't standing up to my boss and saying no. And again, we leave shitty jobs because we deserve better. So, and yes, I said that. So really allow yourself to have this downtime that Spirit's given you to kind of do a review. It's, and we're kind of going into fall time right now, and this is when we do this. We look at our harvest. We look at the seeds that we've sowed over the summertime and decide what we want to plant and what we want to get rid of. So you decide what you want to grow in that next relationship, next job, or whatever is next. So take this break time to clean the table. Clean it off. See what you want to keep, what you like, and what you don't, and then you can apply that to that next position. And definitely, one of the things I always, homework I give for anybody that's looking for a job, one of my favorite homeworks to give out is ask your friends and family what they think they see you doing. Oftentimes, we have these blinders on. We only think we're good for a certain position or a certain job set or a certain job. And we don't look outside of ourselves of what else we'd be really good at. So when we talk to our friends, our family, maybe even past coworkers that we got along with, a lot of times they see a spark or a different side of us that allows us to look beyond what we think we're good at. So definitely. And again, it's that connection. Job is always not about your education. It's about experience and the people you know. For example, my husband, he has a degree in poetry. You heard me right, in poetry, but he's an engineer in a city. And it's because they liked him and he learned all the skills he needed to be able to do that job. So stop thinking just because you don't have the education or the experience, if they like you and you make the connection, they will make a position to have you on that job. So again, ask your friends and family, look outside of yourself, and really make those connections of people, because that's how spirit gets us those opportunities. As we get out of the house, out of the apartment, out of the basement, and go talk to people, go out and go walk, go to a park, go make connections. That's, you never know who you'll meet in the grocery store that happens to know somebody that's looking for a position that's meant for you.
Awesome. Thank you. And now there's a question from Renetta. She says, do you see any money flowing her way?
Yes. And again, like I said to the other gal, is be sure that you are checking how many different pathways are going out to make that money. When we get too narrow focused on one way. So one of the cool things about this year, and the energy still available, is this is a test trial year. So like I said, this is a completion year. We're finishing up what we've been doing since 2012. We're also beginning to start the new phase of 2020. So that means that you can test things out with repercussions. There you go. Gotta think of the word. So what do I mean by that? You can actually test things out, be smart about it, and if it works, great. And if it doesn't, then you can redirect your funds and your energy in another way. For instance, I have an online store. I put it on Facebook, put it out there. I have stones that I'm selling. Not a lot of people know about that. So there you go.
I didn't know that.
See? So that I'm trying it out. So it's been going okay. I haven't been selling that much, but this is me testing it out. So you just gave me indication I need to advertise it better and get it out there more. And this is where the whole talking to people really helps. Mm-hmm. You get that feedback you need. And if it doesn't work out, it's not a lot of investment. I can let it go, or I can keep growing. So try things out. So again, don't put your money, your pathway to money to you in one road. Try putting it out there, and then you can kind of find what works for you. And this, again, this spirit's really encouraging us to go back and think about those different dreams we had of our passions of how we wanted to make money. Maybe you're trying a whole different job. Maybe you're trying a hobby and making it into a money resource. So try it out right now, because next year is like a huge explosion of energy next year to try new things. Even Alara here is trying new stuff. So yeah, I mean, your prayer group and all the different stuff she's doing, even she's getting into this vibration of trying new things. And if you look around, a lot of us are offering new programs, new things, writing books, trying new things, because again, it puts a bigger net out there to get those monies in. So follow your heart and see what your passion is. And that's what I'm hearing for the gal that asked, see what your passion is and maybe like cast a bigger net. That will bring the monies in.
But she does see monies flowing, but you do have to expand a little bit more.
She seems to look a little bit more expansive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So there was a question from Destiny. She says, I woke up in the middle of the night with a sharp pain deep in my right hip joint. Is there something specific that signifies, like fear of moving forward?
That's past life. That's big time past life coming forward. So, I'm seeing that big time. That was falling off a cliff. Interesting. So that was a past life. So sometimes our pains are from past lives and they come forward because we are, how to put this? Sometimes we're dangerously close to repeating things we've done in the past. And so our past lives sometimes freak out like, oh my God, don't do that. Don't do that. And that's where that block comes in. So then we need to look. So sometimes we can go to that past life and be like, I'm sorry you fell off the cliff and crushed your hip and died, but I'm not doing that this time. I'm secure and in a good place and I can move forward. So sometimes it's that conversation with that past and to let them let go of that fear. You do not need to protect me this way anymore because I am fine. I'm doing good. And they let it go. And then that door opens and you can move forward. So yes, you're correct in that it is an anxiety moving forward, but it's coming from the past. So go back to that past life where you fell off the cliff. See what the circumstances are, why, what happened. It's either a cliff or a building. Ooh, I think you were a building walker, one of those people that go way up and actually like rivet the buildings and you fell off. So you're going to have to like look at that past life and see there. Again, past life, you know, it's wiggly. It doesn't always make sense timeline-wise when that life happened. But if you were a skywalker and actually walked the rivets and did the rivets when those big skyscrapers that might be coming forward and you are looking at success, you're taking a gamble, a risk, and this past life is trying to protect you, but it's actually preventing you. So it might be good to have a conversation with it and say, hey, I'm doing okay. And that's where a spirit guide can help you. Spirit guide can go and talk to that past life and then give you that reassurance moving forward. And again, that future self can show you it's okay.
Yeah, awesome, good, thank you, wow. Mariah is asking, what does it mean when outside forces are pushing you to find another home, place to live? This has happened many times, past lives and current.
So outside forces. So look at the outside forces. What are these outside forces? Are these other people, other reality? Are these your spirit guides forcing you? Are these past lives? Are these ancestors? Woo, you got a lot going on. So one of it is boundaries. I'm hearing boundaries, boundaries, boundaries. You need to actually kind of clean house. You are holding people's energy in your heart that's not yours. And so you feel like you're being pushed around, but really it's other people's opinions and energy. So one of the things that I find with people that are really feeling influence all over the place is that they need to actually clear the heart, have good boundaries. So get some of these energies out of you, do a cleansing, a bath, saging, however you want, really get these energies out and have those guides, those angels, Archangel Michael is the angel of protection, can really help you clean house and get some of these attachments off of you. So that way you can clearly be you and make your decision of where you want to be and what the move. So, and then you can allow yourself to anchor. The other thing is you decide where you want to live by anchoring into that place. You grow roots into that place. We think about our tchotchkes we have on our walls and all the memories we make in that house. That actually anchors us into that house. So if you're not anchoring into where you're living, that would be why you feel like you have to constantly move. So you might want to think about how you can anchor yourself into that house better. That can really help you too. And look at your living situation. Is it the best or is spirit having you move again? For those of you that do move a lot, sometimes spirit and Mother Earth does have us move. I've moved several times and that's because Mother Earth, like an acupuncture needle, puts you in different places to bring the energy in. So yeah, I sympathize with having to move, but when you choose to move and you want to be there, grow your roots. That can really help. And for those of you trying to sell your house, you have to pull your roots up. So
yeah,
so hopefully that'll help you.
Yvonne, I'm so sorry. I missed your question from way back when. Do you want to unmute yourself or do you want me to just ask the question? You're going to unmute yourself? Or I can try. Oh, go ahead.
Hi. It's no, this has been a blessing. I love this call. Thank you. Because I feel so grounded with your perspective. Yes, I have something that I've already been working with to create my quantum self within me, to create that future perspective in the now. And I feel it. It feels like it's right here. I'm so excited about it. So it's just a matter of doing the next step or allowing it to come into my field. So do you feel or see anything in what I'm doing at the moment, or do you have a different perspective for me, or?
Oh my goodness, Yvonne is so general and so vague, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't worry. I've got something here. I'm going to jump in because I can see who's standing behind you. Sometimes by integrating in our quantum self and our higher self, that's what you're doing. You're helping your higher self, quantum self come all together, right? So yeah. It's a comfort thing. You're going to have to become comfortable. Like the panda bear behind you in the picture is you're just going to have to play and be present with yourself. The other thing is you need, and this sounds strange, you get to kind of bring it all together and get comfortable with it, but you also need to expand the new buddies coming in. Because you have anchored your quantum self in, you have actually opened yourself to your star beings, your star nation buddies that work with you. So you have some star beings that work with you, and I can totally see them standing behind you. So part of that,
I feel them.
Oh my gosh, big time. So part of that is you need to start really opening up to what they have to share with you, because again, some of us are going to really excel with the whole past, present, future thing, and others of us are going to kind of slog through it and be like, yeah, I think that feels good. For you, though, this is really easy because you're a star. You're Star Nation. You actually carry Star Nation blood within you, and the beings that you work with, this is their cup of tea. This is easy for them. Yeah. So really open up to that. If there's a lot of symbols, there's certain stones they want you to get. I keep seeing like different configurations, like a grid with certain like colored crystals and stuff. Yeah, and some Vogel crystals that have the sides to them. They want you to get certain tools for them so they can work with you. That will actually help this whole process a lot easier. Get a Vogel crystal. Yeah, get a Vogel. So you know what a Vogel is. A Vogel crystal. Vogel crystal is a shaped glass crystal, pure crystal, and they actually have multiple sides to it, like 12-sided or 22-sided or 44-sided. Just go Vogel, V-O-G-E-L, Vogel crystal. You go on Amazon, go online, you'll find them. And then tune into your star buddies and see how many facets. The facets help you to move through dimensions, helps you to be able to pierce through that the light coming through. And I'm actually hearing them. This is what they're saying. It helps you to be able to perceive the realities, to be able to move through time easier. Again, they're going to help train you with this. Oh, wow. You're going to be teaching me. You got a lot of information coming through. So be sure you're writing this stuff down or recording it. And just make time for them, have meditation times with them where they can download. It might be that they knock you out and download information too. So allow yourself that rest or whatever fashion they want to come through. But you've opened up. You did it. You unlocked that door. That's why it feels very present, because you've unlocked that door, and these Star Nation buddies that are coming through, they're very excited to work with you. So congratulations.
Thank you for that. I'm so grateful to hear that.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Yvonne. Awesome.
Thank you, Lara. I really appreciate you.
Thank you. Yeah, definitely get a Vogel crystal. I wish I could get one. I can't find one here in Europe anywhere, but next time I go back to Canada, I'm getting one.
Amazon has them.
No, not for Austria. They don't. I looked.
Oh, really?
Trust me. I looked. Yeah. So
I'll send you a link.
Thank you. Awesome. So there's a question from Angela. So she said in the meditation that we did, she said, I saw a red Indian, I'm going to say warrior, not worried. Later saw an eagle soar. I have been having trouble concentrating, visualizing, or staying focused on specifics with anxiety. Any guidance?
Interesting. You got the eagle. So eagle is all about vision. It's a vision quest. Mm. It stands in the east, and east is the rising sun, a new day. That's actually on the medicine wheel to be able to work past, present, future. It's actually in the east. So when you face the east in the medicine wheel, you're at the rising sun, the here and now, right now. If you actually turn your head looking back toward the north, that's your past. And if you turn your head looking to the south, that's your future. So the fact that eagle came, it's all about being present. So you need to really focus on what your vision, clarity, tiger's eye is really good for that, or anything associated yellow wearing yellow or connecting to the East Eagle. The red medicine man, warrior, native warrior there, the red, that's your future. Isn't that interesting? So that's representing that future, that South, and red South is all about in the moment, taking action. So like Allura keeps talking about, it's about taking action. So it's getting that clear vision and taking action, what needs to happen next. So that the unsuredness, the anxiety is coming, is that you need to stop and actually get clear on what you want. And this is where Humble H or a vision quest came in. A lot of, not just North Native American, but all kinds of indigenous cultures around the earth would take time to take a break, get away, and have some time to get clarity on what their next step is. And that's part of our problem in our societies, is we do not give ourselves breaks. We're go, 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 from job to home to chores to dinner to the kids and then back to work. We don't give ourselves break. So you may need to go take a break. This might be a weekend where you take the phone off, all the distractions, your phone, the TV, and just get quiet. Maybe you need to go take a hike in the woods. If you can, take a weekend and go be in nature. Go be quiet. So that way, spirit and you can get clear on what your next step is so that you can release that anxiety. So again, those warrior, that eagle, are here as guides. They're here helping you. That's why they came so strongly. And you do have some past life Native American and some ancestry there too. So with that, I definitely get some tobacco and put a tobacco offering down. This is old medicine. This is how you would ask for guidance, is with tobacco. So loose leaf tobacco, you can cast it to the wind or sprinkle it on the earth and ask for that guidance for that next step that will honor this guide that's coming forward and your past life, but also to help bring and invite that clarity in for the present moment. So definitely a good question.
Awesome. Thank you. And I was going to say, so we're going to take two more questions, one from Sandra and one from Larry. Give me 1 second. So Sandra's question is, do you see anything in my past lives or ancestors that might be preventing me from working as an energy healer?
Got a couple of them here. Definitely you, unfortunately, like a lot of us, were persecuted in a past life. So be it burned at the stake as a witch, it actually feels more like you were a midwife, a wise woman of the village that helped to birth babies and all that kind of stuff. A lot of times this was political, as travelers came in, religion came into these different villages, is that the power struggle between the women that had the wise old ways and the herbs to the church that was coming in, and unfortunately you got in the middle of that. And so there's a mistrust. So some of that is organized religion. Definitely feel that. But also the exchange. We tend to romanticize is that when we're doing God's work or have healing abilities, that it should all be free. Well, I'm sorry, but you can't pay your credit cards that way. And that's romanticized. Even in villages, be it in European villages or Native American, if you were the shaman or medicine person, that was your job. And other people's job to go hunt or fish or make clothing, that was their jobs. And there would always be an exchange to be able to do those different things. So we just bring that forward into now. Our exchange that we do is money. So definitely look at your belief systems around money and see how that is holding you back, because you do deserve to be paid well for what you do, and be that through trade or be that through receiving monies. I have had someone offer me a goat for my services, but I had to explain to them that I cannot pay the credit card company's goat. So I could not do that trade. So definitely look around your belief system around money and see if you can look at that within your heart and then release anything from the past that might be preventing you from moving forward. So definitely go back to that beautiful past life that was persecuted and show them how that it is supported again, and that you cherish that wisdom and offer that wisdom to come forward in time into the now. Because again, sometimes our past lives, they get afraid for us. So it feels like your past life is afraid and trying to protect you. So you need to release that so that you can have that confidence as a healer moving forward, and then bring that money aspect into it, that you deserve to be paid well for what you're offering, your time. And again, that's why a lot of times I don't say I teach stuff. All I'm doing is sharing with everybody. What you guys are doing is honoring my time. So my time is honored, but the wisdom is universal. You can go to multiple sources for this wisdom. So again, you're paying for my ability to take all that time to get all that knowledge and put it in a presentable way, and also for my time for what I do. So again, think about the semantics and how you understand monies. That might really help clear that up. Awesome. Good luck with that. That's a common thing in the spiritual community.
Yes. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. So we're going to go to Larry in just a second. I just want to point out really quickly for those of you who Raven has pointed out that, you know, you should go back and work with this past life, take a look at this past life, or heal this past life, or something like that. If you don't know how to do that, take advantage of the special offer, and you can do that with Raven, you know, because some of you may not know how to do that. So, you know, the offer is there for you to do that with Raven and get even more than just going back and looking at the past life. All right, so Larry, you have a question?
I do. I've been on an extended sabbatical, learning and getting amazing insights and wisdom from the higher realms for a few years now. And it's really a question of stepping into the highest level of service and getting paid really well, that people will get me. And it's really, for me, it's about following my joy. And I'm wondering if there's anything from the past that is, that I can draw from, that, you know, that can contribute to my next step, or any blocks.
Wow. Well, one of the things is you've been on sabbatical so long because you are vibrating really, really high. So you have access to really high vibrational energies, and you've had to kind of wait until people awoken and gotten high enough to be able to access and understand what you're bringing forward. Totally understand that. I came out with essences long ago, about 20 years ago, and people didn't even understand what essences were. They kept trying to like smell them, thinking that they were actually like, you know, essential oils. But just in the last 10 years, I've seen how people have really progressed forward, and a lot of people understand now what vibrational essences are. So you got a similar thing going, is that the information that you have been understanding, developing, and integrating into yourself, it is coming. Yeah, you're right there. The doors are starting to open. Next year, with that raised consciousness and openness, will be a time to really to start to share it. So really trust in your guidance from your guides and those beings, because you got a huge council around you. They'll help you to be able to present it in a knowledgeable way, and whatever source they want to come through, be it social media. It feels like videos. You might want to look into YouTube, creating a YouTube channel with that, and starting to disseminate some of this information in a usable way to start reaching people. And that'll open a lot of doorways and get onto shows like Alara's and everybody else's. But again, that's that past lives that'll help you to be able to bring it into the grounded reality so people can be able to understand it. So get your past lives, have a council of past lives come forward, because you have a lot of teachers, a lot of different medicine people and different lifetimes. You've done this multiple times, interpreters, all kinds of stuff. So have them organize themselves as a council and have them help teach you and filter the information to make it presentable on this 3D plane. So even though we're working with multiple different planes of reality, and you're up there in 12th reality, you still have to make it available on this level so people can get it. It's tangible, right? So your past life, that's what they're going to do. They're going to help you take that 12th level energy and bring it more accessible down here to the here and now.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I can't wait to see your videos. I have a feeling you're going to be out on YouTube and on the Laura show here real quick. So the time is now. That's what I'm hearing. Divine Mother's right here too. The time is now.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Good. Thank you, Larry. All right. So that was a lot of questions. Wow. Good job. Good job, Raven.
Well, I knew this was going to be a huge, huge a topic and stuff, and really stir things up. And again, that's why they did this, because we're ready for it. I could not present this 20 years ago. I actually tried presenting this 20 years ago, and it just, people weren't ready. Like I was just talking to Larry about, it's like we have to wait until consciousness gets to a certain level. So give your guys' selves a pat on the back, because all of you have awakened. You're all to the point where your future self wants to work with you because you'll listen. So the fact that you tuned in today to listen to this is a big indicator that you're ready to do this work. You're ready to go in the past and make those changes, those healing, and also go to the future to get that insight you need for the here and now. And it's all about implementing it into the here and now. So you guys are ready. So trust it. Trust that inner prompting, trust that heart, trust those guides, trust it. I'm just going to be the Sherpa on the trail pointing out fun things, but you're going to do the work because you are the only one that can do the work. So, oh my gosh, you know, congratulations everybody that's here and listening and doing this work. And it's just been a pleasure being on the show today, taking your questions and sharing this stuff, because they're all excited. That's why I'm all excited. They're all excited behind me. They're like, yay!
And so you know how Raven is right now on the call? She's like that in every session as well. You know?
It's so, them. They get excited. They're like, oh my God, they're listening. Yay!
Exactly. So, you know, if you would like to make changes in your life, if you would like to move forward, if you would like to, it's not just about connecting to your future self, but healing the past that may be blocking you from moving forward in your life in some way, you know, please do reach out and grab that special offer, because it's a really good deal, you know, but it's,
yeah, they decided they wanted to make it really available.
Yeah. So you definitely want to do that. I mean, like I'm thinking, oh, it's like, I haven't had a session with Raven in a long time. I need to have a session with Raven, you know, but it's like, what am I going to talk about? I have no idea. Everything is good. Everything is changing. And I'm so glad that you talked about how next year, you know, everything is, we're moving towards next year, which is a beginning year or a create, I'm going to call it, I'm getting creation year, you know, so we're creating.
Oh yeah. Big time. Well, that's the beginning of the new year's, the Chinese New Year. It's a 1 year. I mean, on so many different levels, it's a creation, 1 year, new beginnings. It's like, it's a golden ticket. Everybody's getting the Willy Wonka golden ticket next year. What are you going to do with it?
Yay. So this is the time to start. So this is the time to get that clarity, to get that healing, to clear that past, to bring forward that information so that you can start. Don't wait till next year. You know,
yes, like, definitely. Well, and that's the thing is, it doesn't start January 1st. It starts right now. We're already, since summer solstice, we're already starting to feel the shift toward the next year. On winter solstice, because I do ceremonies, you asked about ceremonies, mm-hmm. On learnitlive.com/raven, I do classes there. I'm up over 50 classes. And for summer solstice, I did an amazing summer solstice ceremony on the medicine wheel with the golden dragon. And the golden dragon of manifestation. Mm-hmm. So he said his sister's coming back for winter solstice, the moon dragon of magic. Ooh, I'm so excited. Wow. So I will be on live again, doing a free ceremony online winter solstice in December, not to miss. But again, magic. So it's not just about, you know, earthly things of creating and stuff. It's about magic too.
Yeah.
So yeah, again, there's that creation energy.
Exactly. And so, you know, again, that special offer is available at alara.at/show/raven8. I don't always push offers, but this is one that you want to get, you know, if you would like to make a change in your life or move forward in your life, you know. I've worked with Raven many times personally, you know, paid sessions personally, right? So I know how good she is. So, you know.
Thank you.
You know, I have to put it out there. Like, you know, it's like people think that just because I'm a host, I get everything for free. No, I pay for sessions. You know, some I do get for free, but I usually pay for my sessions. And so I appreciate them even more, you know, because there's that exchange, you know, and there's that honest exchange and that trust, and, you know, we're co-creating together. So just putting that out there. thank you, Randy. I don't know what that means exactly, but I sure hope so, you know, but thank you. And, you know, and that's the thing. It's like, I'm doing a lot of different things now, trying out different things like Raven was talking about. Some things are going to stick. I'm going to see how I play with them. Some things are just moving in and I can feel them. I see it happening. You know, how are they going to show up? I'm not sure, but you know, You know, I got this little nudge last night as I was in bed. I was in bed trying to go to sleep, and I got this nudge, and it's like I said to my husband, "Oh, I better get up and go write this down." He goes, "Just read it into the phone. Just type it into the phone, or just, you know, like, use your voice. Just record it." It's like, okay, so I recorded it so I wouldn't forget. But I got the nudge from my guides that I have to increase my prices. It's like, okay, I have to double my prices. So my prices right now for a personal session is $150. They're going to go up to 300. I have to see when I'm going to do that in my schedule. But, you know, things are changing. And so we have to go with that change. We have to, you know, not be held back by our fear. It's like, oh my God, who's going to buy it at that price? You know, like, that's just fear. And that's just, you know, that doesn't work. And if my higher self, if my guides are telling me when I'm lying down, especially that's when they speak, when I'm lying down, going to bed, they're like, do this. It's like, okay. You know, and so little me, I'm like, I'm not sure, but okay, you know, and so it's going to happen. And it's, you know, and it's a matter of you owning your power, like we talked about, you owning the magnificence that you are, the brilliance that you are. And, you know, we're all co-creating with each other, and we're all collaborating with each other, and we're all serving the collective, right? And my greatest wish is to, like, how can I serve you even more? How can I serve you more authentically, even? Or you're like, I don't know what else I can do, what else I can give, you know, but how else can I serve, right? And so for me, that comes from my heart. You know, so what is it that you want to do? I know a lot of people have asked about money and what they should be doing. You know, what is your heart telling you, right? Right,
yeah. Maybe? Yeah, follow your passion. It's passion, your heart, that's that the aha. I've been doing mentor groups locally here for many years, and sometimes it's that nudge from those beautiful people around us. So I've had a lot of people ask, when are you going to offer it online? Guess what? I'm getting to push my higher self, my guide. They're like, you need to offer it online. Again, like you're doing, you change your prices, you offer all kinds of stuff. So I'm going to be offering mentorship online, my classes online. So and Larry, there, like, getting out there with the videos. Like, I started my YouTube channel, and it's exploding. It's like really growing. So I really encourage Larry to really get his YouTube channel going. That's where it's at, doing videos and stuff. You changed your format from just on phone to Zoom on video, so that we can see each other and interact. So yeah, it's about experimenting and getting out there. And sometimes you succeed with flying colors, other times, and it's okay. You learn and then you change.
Exactly. Crash and burns. Like, oops, okay, let me try something else. But yeah. I was just going to say, Raven, you know, because my guides were telling me to raise double my prices, and they made me say this here now on the line with you. So that might be a signal for you too, that you need to raise your prices too. I'm just saying.
Yeah, definitely. But again, it's offering lots of different offerings. I know you offer lots of different things. So definitely, definitely. And that's a change. That's part of that change. Make sure change is coming. But that the cool thing is know that there will always be doorways. There will always be things that you can do, be it the person wanting to have these services. Don't worry, everybody, like, I could feel the freaking out, like, oh God, how am I supposed to work with Alara? She offers so many different services and things. I do too. And we offer lots of different ways to connect with us so that everybody can be able to connect with us with what you feel comfortable with in your budget. I have totally said this to a lot of my clients where Spirit push them to go do something. Well, it's always up to you and your budget. So yes, Spirit can be telling you to sell all of your belongings and move to Mojave or where somewhere. But if that's not realistic in your budget, then the timing might not be right. You get to decide what you do. So know that. Again, it's about being in the present. Spirit and guides can be pushing you, but if you're not ready to do that, that's okay too.
And so I just want to add really quickly here too, like in the sessions with Raven, she always brings forward your guides who are with you. And, you know, that has been one of the biggest gifts for me is like when my guides come through with Raven, they're just so amazing and so powerful. And, you know, I can hear their messages even louder, and it's like sometimes a bit more insistent, you know, but they do come forward. And so some of you who may not know who your guides is, this is a great opportunity for you to at least get that information too. And knowing that Raven is the voice for many, many realms, right? So she, you know, she can tap into that as well for you, and they can start to work with you.
Right? Yeah, there's a reason why they call me Raven Mini Voices.
Yeah. So, that's it. That's all I got to say about that. So this was awesome, awesome, great questions. And I know I was kind of rough with a few of you. I'm so sorry. I want you to have the transformation that you're looking for. You know, I want you to have change in your life. I want you to, you know, be happy, you know? That's what I want. So I don't want you to just ask questions and then not take the advice and move forward. I want you to take the advice, take the homework, take action, move forward, and see your life change. That's what I want. And I know I'm crying, but, you know.
Aw, thank you. Laura, you're open in your heart. That's that in sincerity. You want people to succeed. That's why I love you and I love working with you, because you really come from your heart. Thank you. Oh, yeah. We love you.
That is truly what I want. So for all of you. So anyways, thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
You know, it's always so much fun having Raven on the show, and it's always so much fun when all of you are engaging. I love engagement. I love when you share. I love when you ask questions, you know, and you bring up so much. I'm so glad that Larry came on the show and asked a question, because he's usually here or sometimes here, but doesn't always ask questions. So I'm glad you asked the question, Larry, because you know, there's big changes in store for you, right? So, okay. thank you, Raven. Thank you, all of your team that came with us today, too.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Everybody was here having a blast today. And just thank you, all you precious souls that listened today and held space for Laura and I both to just open our hearts and to share and, you know, and know that we're a community. I call it the spirit tribe. You guys are part of the spirit tribe. So thank you for being part of this community, the spirit tribe, and really supporting each other. This is actually what's helping us take that next step forward. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, Laura, for having me on your show today and to be able to give a voice to this. Oh my gosh, blessings to all of you. And just keep stepping forward, even if it's an inch, keep stepping forward, because you are being beautiful in this beautiful experience we call life. So keep shining, everybody.
I just love you, Raven, so much. It's like, oh my God. So thank you, everyone. Until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Sending you all much love and blessings always.
Namaste, everybody. Bye.
Bye, everyone.